Welcome to Featured Creatures, home of technical difficulties.
I am Right Speed Error.
And I was going to say I'm technical difficulties, but now that feels unspecific enough. I'm Alex.
I said home. No,
the show's named after you.
Yeah, I said it's home of technical
difficulties. Well, I'm just, Alan gave the Right Speed Error, and I had nothing, I was in the runner's blocks, just ready, waiting with I am technical difficulties.
See, I still think it overheated.
I don't.
You think so? I mean, maybe.
My name has to work for the pun.
I am both the overheating and Right Speed Error.
Because, Shefton, if you look at it, the SD card slot hole is right next to the USB port.
Yeah, that's true.
And when I took the card out to test how much was recorded, it burned my fucking finger.
That's definitely true.
Because it was writing at the wrong speed.
See, I was going to say, Alan might be right, though. He could be right. That it could be that the SD card can't handle how fast it's spitting data, and so it just burned out.
I also think the card just the truth. Got old, because it's been fine. It's the same one I've been using since we got this thing.
Well, I think it's that, too. I think it's all of the above. Okay, so it's age.
But if it was a right speed error, wouldn't it just, have not worked?
No, it just works too hard, and it gets bad.
All right. Well,
you're degrading it, allegedly. No, I don't care. I'm just doing this for the bit, Gary.
Do you remember that I Love Lucy bit when they're at the candy factory?
Yeah, yeah. So it got a couple of our cherries, but
exactly. See, and then eventually it just had to start eating them, and it got really hot. You know, that's the analogy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's get started.
Wait. Isn't your name wrong speed error?
Incorrect speed, incorrect speed error lane.
No, if we remember, my name is.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna forget. That's what we got last episode. It was the all special.
45 minutes of right speed error,
and 50 minutes of this.
50 minutes of this. Bleah.
And what's great is if you watch it live, I'm just like.
You know what? Just to double, triple, be safe.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Recording in progress.
This is the future for everyone.
All right. Let's get started again with try to be surprised with this entire thing you've heard before.
I don't remember our show. This is all
That's what I was going to say. This will be a surprise, either whether I like it or not.
All right. I'm going to put this closer to me. I don't need a keyboard.
That's true. You have written notes. You don't need a keyboard.
Sasquatch, also known as Bigfoot, is perhaps the most famous cryptid in all of North America.
And maybe the world.
Whoa. Do we agree with that?
Yeah, easy.
I mean, yes. Hands down. Because what, I mean, maybe Chupacabra?
Well, there's a soap, so you can, wash your butt with it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Once you got the butt soap, it's over.
Mothman's fucking climbing, though.
Yeah, he doesn't got...
Well, that's true, yet. But Mothman has the unbelievable, training wheels benefit of the internet.
Yeah, meme momentum is different than people insisting they've seen these hairy footprints.
If we were talking 1995, though, it would be Chupacabra.
Yeah, that's true, because Chupacabra did have that the Spanish invasion, if you will, a la the Beatles.
Macarena.
All those cryptozoologists paying girls to scream at the border for Chupacabra.
Follow the goat money.
Oh, man.
The image of Sasquatch is known worldwide. It is used to market music festivals, to sell beef jerky, pizza, and skateboards. Sasquatch has been the star of television shows and Hollywood movies.
I wish I remembered all of my complaining about that notion.
Your complaint was, is he really the star?
And in the end, I relented.
To Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Explain your whole thing that I just don't remember. That didn't make any sense. You're like, no, it's Harry and the Hendersons? And you're like...
Yeah, the Hendersons aren't the main characters. They're the supporting cast because they're and the Hendersons.
But didn't Shefton say the and emphasize that they were the star and not Harry?
Well, it's top billing.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Because, I realize people can be hung up on the... They interpret that as more of a Gilligan's Island and the rest, but I'm thinking it's more of a, and Clint Howard as the Beaver. Granted, that show was called Leave It to Beaver, so that doesn't really help. I did agree,
well,
though.
Actually, it does, though.
Really?
Yeah, because leave it is.
Oh, it. I see. I see. We got whatever. Whatever is said. Whatever is said first is the official star.
Now the second top billing is the Beaver, just like and the Hendersons.
Okay.
No. Okay. No, I remember what the argument that you defeated you. And you brought it up yourself, and it was Urkel on Family Matters.
Yeah, and it was that, like, he's definitely not the main character.
But he is the star.
But he is the star. They, yeah. Like, there can be a difference. There can definitely be a difference. Well, and in this case, that was the difference.
That is the famous footage we've all seen, though. As Bigfoot turns around and goes, did I blur that?
There's even a monster truck named after the Beast.
There's a monster truck named after Urkel?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
When you see
my goodness.
It's just shaped like a big wedge of cheese.
Yeah,
I'm convinced that no, it would be one of those. Alan, what's that car where it's shaped like an egg and the door is in the front? It's the car Urkel drove.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the Isetta, I think is what it is, right? I think it's the Isetta, but it would be one of those on monster truck tires, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it would be. Yeah, it's the Isetta. I looked it up. It's 100% that. But yeah, there's for sure an episode of Family Matters where Urkel drives a monster truck. I'm sure.
I'd be more surprised if there wasn't.
Yeah.
That shit got weird.
And it's
weird.
Like, you could definitely tell that it's like a muscular woman driving the car. And then it would cut to like the tight shot of like Urkel like fake driving, and he'd lean out of the window and say, did I do that? Like Carl would somehow, like the family car would get parked in the arena and crushed by Urkel.
They met other Carl.
That's the
that would also happen at 2 Wicked.
Yeah, two oh, Wicked no, drives no. in there. Oh, what are you doing? Ah. my goodness.
Actually, the speaking of Carl Winslow, though, did you hear all like the Diddy accusations with him that Diddy fucked him?
Oh yeah.
What Reggie Vels Johnson?
Yeah.
You know, honestly. I could see that going down, but I would say that's probably the one consensual that was happening.
And there we go. Double Jeopardy. He's off.
He said, yeah, you know what? Young, up-and-coming hip-hop guy? Ooh, don't mind if I do. Maybe I will do that, said Carl Winslow.
Yeah. So, this is the part that I actually...
This is a very good episode now. I'm going to redo this. Talk about Carl Winslow.
Original Bell Johnson.
You promised me a blue collar Cosby's.
That fucking Key and Peele sketch, Jesus Christ!
It gets real for a few minutes. It's like some real drama.
So the name Sasquatch is often said to be Native American. Actually, it was coined by a Canadian school teacher, J.W. Burns, in the 1920s. His Native Coast Salish informants had different names for various unknown hairy giants, the British Columbian version being known as Sasquatel or Sasquatol. Burns wanted to invent a single term for all these alleged creatures.
So he just heard Sasquatel and said, yeah, Sasquatch, that's what they're all called, right? And they said... No, and that first one wasn't even right, and he said, got it, and just ran with it.
And he just mashed a bunch of them together to make a catch-all term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Made it easier to spell and pronounce for Westerners. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess the natives would have been Westerners too, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. This began the process of homogenization that turned various imaginative wild man concepts into an increasingly uniform type of ape.
Yeah.
Ape.
Quidgy,
I mean,
though.
See, I will say, I don't know if I agree with this characterization of the, like, homogenization. Because, like, I've seen people before try to, like, rope in, like, Wendigo. And I don't know if I, like... I don't know that I feel like this is so much homogenization
but
as it is,
they
like,
do,
no,
like,
a further narrowing.
They rope in, like, skunk ape, even though it's wildly different than Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Is skunk ape that different?
Yeah.
Yes. No, there's like homogenization.
It's, like, 3 feet shorter.
Well, I mean, okay, like,
and
fine.
Like, it's like going, like, chimps, gorilla, yeah. And, like, capuchin. It's like, oh, it's all ape, man.
Well, I mean, look, okay, I'll give you that one. I'm just saying, I think stuff like Wendigo is, like, it's the relative equivalent of sloth to gorilla. And while they're like obvious similarities, like even niche similarities, they're still significantly different to the point where like sort of homogenizing apes together, but not including sloth is fair. I mean, like obviously there's like a lot of like, this is like a way oversimplification. It's very glib.
You're also like arguing against yourself.
Kind of, well, you think so?
In the last episode, remember?
Yeah, because like
I am my own greatest enemy.
If your argument is that like you don't think like you're upset that people are looping in Wendigo with Sasquatch, that is a further homogenization to a uniform type.
I'm saying that roping in, suggesting that there is homogenization because you don't want to include things like, how do I express this? Like, I guess what I'm saying is I wonder, like I'd have to actually like look at all of the data, which is a wild thing to say about Bigfoot homogenization.
Folk monster, Momo, wild man, green eyes.
Bigfoot. I'd have to look at it and see how wildly different they might actually be. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't know that that's the case. Stuff.
That's like way more interesting. Like it's kind of more like spirit being, forest.
Well, okay, that's true. Yeah. That's true. The
that's
tree man.
Why I don't like have interest in Sasquatch. It removes all like the Floridian aspects for like giant ape.
Well, that's fair. I won't disagree with you on that. I do think some of the more completely out there ideas.
Well, since I have a new SD card, that means I don't remember. These are new generic soundboard clips.
Oh boy!
And I don't know which one is linked to which one. So
surprise us, Gary.
Let's go with the first one.
Oh no! Well, there you have it, episode.
Oh boy! I guess the soundbite wins. I am no longer able to defend homogenizing hypothetical giant apes. I'm sorry.
As the largest non-human ape native to the continent, Sasquatch is unmistakable. It walks on its hind legs and is between 6 and 9 feet tall. The creature's shoulders and waist are wider than those of a human, and the body is bulkier overall. The Sasquatch is covered in medium-length fur or hair, usually a dark brown, but sometimes closer to black or to red. The arms are longer in proportion to the height of those of a human, and the Sasquatch hangs them low as it walks, with a hunched shoulders and a distinctive bent knee gait.
It hangs them low as it wobbles to and fro.
And I believe I said it got them Devimon arms.
Yes. That was for sure a note made. You know, it is interesting, though, the idea that a giant ape would have, like, the long arms if it's not doing a lot of, like, climbing and swinging.
Yeah.
We don't know what he's doing.
I guess that's why we don't find Bigfoot bodies. It's not because they're made of moss.
They're
it's because they
the
just
trees.
Float up into space.
When they die, their body fills full of helium, and they just...
Oh, that makes sense. Their bodies, their gastrointestinal tract just releases a bunch of helium, and they just float away.
Often,
incredible.
Yeah, the UFO, the Canadian border, was just a Bigfoot corpse.
Yep.
That's what atmospheric beasts
and
are.
Biden shot it down.
make him the third president to shoot a Bigfoot? That'd be crazy.
That we know of.
Often seen eating fish or clams, Sasquatch is also reported to eat berries and other plants. Observers often... Yes?
What's the difference between a clam and an oyster? Is it like a class thing? Like you pay more money for oysters?
I think they're just different kinds of bivalves.
Oh, well, I don't eat them, so.
I was going to go a totally different direction with Bigfoot munching clam.
I was honestly surprised no one made the joke last time we recorded this.
That's why there's all those 70s era women going out there. They said, fish and clam. I got you covered, Bigfoot. Has it worked yet? We'll never know.
Observers often notice a pungent body odor type smell. Sasquatch is thought to be predominantly nocturnal.
Just roaming around in the dark, munching clam.
All those 70s bushes make sense now.
That explains the ripe odor.
For decades, if not centuries, the people native to Bluff Creek, California, told stories of a giant hair-covered creature wandering the rugged trails of their tree-covered wilderness, stealing the food of local Hoopa tribal members, wrecking mining equipment, and tossing giant stones as if they were baseballs.
Is this like The Hobbit where he invented baseball?
What?
Is this the first? Well, didn't he, like, whatever, invent golf by hitting that guy's head?
Yes. Oh, okay.
But I don't care about that. I want to know, when was baseball invented, and did Sasquatch invent baseball by throwing a boulder?
I'm just going to say yeah.
All right.
I don't.
Do they strike out among us?
I don't want to look it up. I'm going to say Bigfoot invented baseball.
Terrifying.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm looking it up right now. Okay, the first game, older bat and ball games. The first official game was 1846.
Whoa, okay, because there we go with the gold mine.
Yep.
Oh, I actually knew this one. Yeah, Abner Doubleday. It was like who's credited.
Oh, I know that name.
Credited.
Yeah.
But he saw the Bigfoot throw the rock at him.
Yeah, I could see that actually.
No, Abner Doubleday is a Bigfoot name. He was a shaved Sasquatch.
I was going to say Abner Doubleday became the second president to shoot a Bigfoot.
Well, I mean,
for stealing his game.
The real thing is he's the first Bigfoot president, but no one.
That's when I actually start teaching. I'm just gonna lie and tell my students that one of our presidents was Abner Doubleday. We're just like a James Tyler or something. We're just gonna replace him, William Henry Harrison. Just say it was Abner Doubleday. They can barely read. They could never find out the truth anyway.
Basketball was invented because they needed to put their peach baskets high up so Bigfoot couldn't get at them.
That is also a fact.
Native people.
That is, I'm just going to say, Bigfoot is not who I thought you were going to say they were trying to protect their peaches from. I'll just leave it at that.
Native people seldom questioned the stories, but those without such ancient roots were skeptics until the fall of 1958. National Park Service road construction crews employed by Ray Wallace began to notice several 16-inch footprints in the mud of their workplace. After seeing the tracks for several days, workman and eyewitness Jerry Crew brought plaster of Paris to capture reverse copies of the tracks as evidence. So ripping off people at comic conventions has started since the 1950s.
The first comic convention was made to sell footprints.
That actually makes sense.
Oh, this
it was corporate the whole time.
This 1950s fetishist.
This is the origins of Wikifeet. I'm going to find out this guy also invented Wikifeet.
Yeah, Jerry Wikifeet Crew.
Original contributor. We got to start doing that, uploading all the Bigfoot plaster cast photos to Wikifeet.
Oh,
we gotta get on this.
I forget the name of the lady, like the founder of Christian Science. Oh, but yeah. Whenever they reference her, it's always the discoverer and founder.
Discoverer
and founder. Reporters.
I'm more surprised by discoverer than I am founder. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I guess that's what a Mormon boy.
Oh, exactly.
Robert Smith.
Joseph
Smith.
Roberts, yeah. Founder of Mormonism and the Cure,
yeah,
Robert
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's the real deep web.
Reporters at the Humboldt Times in nearby Eureka, California, saw the plaster casts and began to write about the mysterious visitor.
The mysterious visitor.
To their amazement, the story spread across the United States. The creature had been called many names before 1958. But the reporters nicknamed it Bigfoot in honor of the size of the tracks.
You know, people always trash journalism now, but Bigfoot.
Right?
That's Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, you know, we used to have nothing better to do.
When foreman Ray Wallace died in 2002, his children made a bold claim. Their father had created Bigfoot as an elaborate prank. They produced a pair of carved wooden... They produced a pair of carved wooden feet as proof. There were footprints put down by wooden feet, but Jerry Crew's plaster casts were not made by Wallace's wooden feet, and other plaster casts collected by other witnesses had their own distinct characteristics.
Man, Wallace's wooden feet sounds like a Midwest emo band.
Shit, there's a dumb movie about a boy that has, like, leaves growing off his ankles. And I think they turn him into pencils at the end of the movie. I don't know.
Wow.
That is a very interesting plot device.
Again, very special fetish once again.
I'm here for it.
The earliest record of potential Sasquatch footprints is dated 1811, when David Thompson, a trader and explorer, was seeking the mouth of the Columbia River crossing at what is today Jasper, Alberta. He came upon...
I just want to point out, that's only 55 years before Abner Doubleday invented baseball.
Yeah, Sasquatch invented baseball. We know this.
The president, Abner.
President, former president Abner Doubleday.
Invented baseball. To hide his truth, he killed the Bigfoot.
You know, he also...
That's what he's doing with all the Bigfoots. He's shaving them and putting them in the MLB. The MLB is an elaborate scheme to...
The Bigfoot.
It was just like swinging a log. He knew what was going on. He said, oh my God, it's like I was born for this. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
You know what, though? If you slow down the footage of all those guys stealing third, they're doing the bloody...
You're right.
Yeah, Edward Muybridge, get on this.
It measured 14 inches long by 8 inches wide and was characterized by 4 toes with short claw marks, a deeply impressed ball of the foot, and an indistinct heel imprint. Some modern Sasquatch enthusiasts have suggested it was the legendary man-beast. But primate expert John Napier of the Smithsonian Institute was not so sure. He ate giants.
See, the thing is, they have so many giants in their closet, literally, that he knows that that's not a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That's a bear. Everyone was mad, but he won't bought them.
Napier observed that Thompson's description was, quote, inadequate, an inadequate basis for any far-reaching conclusions. He argued that the print could well have been that of a bear. Thompson himself thought it likely the track of a large old grizzled bear.
A grizzled bear, you say?
Yeah, like, you know those, like, scruffy-looking dogs?
Oh, I see. It's like a bear with mange.
No, but like lovable scruffy.
Okay. A lovable dog with mange.
Yeah, like, oh, that little grizzled, like, old guy.
Okay.
Like a Vietnam vet bear.
I see. Well, that's a tragedy. Thank you, bear, for your service.
We're sorry you had to do this.
The supposed capture of Bigfoot was reported in the Victoria, British Columbia Daily Colonist on July 4th, 1884. Railway men had allegedly captured a hairy half-man, half-beast, only 4 feet 7 inches tall and weighing 127 pounds, dubbed Jacko.
Uh-oh.
No, I like this guy.
It was allegedly being kept in an area jail, but was to be taken to London to be exhibited. Although some have suggested Jacko could have been an escapee from a touring circus menagerie, it seems more likely he never existed. In the July 9th, 1884, Mainland Guardian indicated the story had been a hoax, apparently perpetrated by a reporter for the Daily Colonist.
They were just doing something to excite the masses.
Just like trying to get his sport softball off the ground.
Yep, but they only had a 4'7" hairy man instead of 6 to 9 feet tall.
I mean, this all checks out. Like, Psycho Sid Vicious / Sid Justice, rest in peace, was big into softball. And if you look up any pictures of Psycho Sid Vicious, I think we can agree he's a shaped Bigfoot. I don't think there's any question. I guess I'll just let that hang there in the...
No, I thought you were typing. I thought you were typing in Psycho Sid Vicious shaped Bigfoot.
I didn't type in shaped Bigfoot.
Well,
but
I don't know what you're doing behind.
I did type in. Well, that's true. But here, I'll share the picture in the chat so you guys can...
Yeah, no, that's what I was waiting for.
You guys can see what I'm talking about here, because he is definitely... Oh my gosh, IMDb, you suck so much.
IMDb.
Oh yeah, my AC is totally gonna kick on because it's hot as balls here, Garrett.
Oh, is it hot there?
Yes, I can only imagine that it is hot in the closet.
I bought something at Walmart that would solve both of my issues, the heat issue and the light issue.
Yeah.
It was a, like, screw-in light bulb ceiling fan.
Oh. Okay.
But then I forgot that the socket for the light bulb here isn't straight up. It's sideways, so it would not. So I had to go get that. I had to return that.
So you got, like, a propeller, and you'll fly out of the room.
Not anymore.
It's a tragedy. Well, I shared a link, or rather a photo of Psycho Sid. You can take a look at it, and you can be the judge live for the podcast whether or not he is a shaved Bigfoot.
Do not see it.
Chat? Kinda.
Fikri chat. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
kind of a shaved Bigfoot.
Look how thick this man is.
I'd go more Brock Lesnar as a shaved Sasquatch.
Well, that's probably also true.
Well, I'm not wearing my glasses, so it's pretty blurry.
Oh, so definitely think, yes, Sasquatch then.
Definitely. I am seeing a Sasquatch.
He's a Sasquatch if he got a perm and had ramen noodles for hair.
Certainly hoaxes characterize many Sasquatch reports throughout the next century. A case from 1924 may be one of them. A man named Fred Beck and several fellow prospectors claim to have shot at several, quote, mountain gorillas in a canyon near Kelso, Washington. They insisted that night that the creatures bombarded their cabin with rocks and beat upon the door and roof.
Oh, that's Ape Canyon, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Kelso?
Yeah, probably.
Have you never heard the like Ape Canyon story?
No, unless it's this exact story.
It sounds a lot like this.
Right.
Near Mount St. Helens in Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were. It was like miners that, I don't remember if they were miners or if they were trappers or something. But yeah, they got stuck in a cabin and they were like, the cabin itself got attacked, and then they were throwing rocks at the cabin like all night. At least that's the story they tell.
That is what I just read too. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
At daybreak, the attack had ceased and giant footprints were found around the cabin. However, rumors have since persisted that pranksters living in the vicinity had planted the footprints and thrown the rocks. Because as I said last time, if it was a gorilla, that door would be gone.
That's true. I mean, I think in the story that I'd heard, they did, like, fire at them.
Yeah, that...
So, I mean, literally, like, I'm saying...
A man named Fred Beck and several fellow prospectors claim to have shot at several mountain gorillas in the canyon. I said this already.
I mean from within the house. I'm saying the shooting might have scared them away. And then they threw rocks at them from a safe distance.
Okay.
Or from a presumed safe distance. That's all that I'm saying.
Okay. All right. The 1950s. The 1950s were a watershed in Sasquatch history. In 1951, the footprint of the abominable snowman from the Himalayas was photographed by explorer Eric Shipton and received considerable media attention in California and elsewhere across the United States, and even the world. In 1955, one William Rowe claimed to have observed a female Sasquatch for a few minutes at close range. 2 years later, Albert Osman swore that some 30 years earlier, in 1924, he had been prospecting alone near the Toba Inlet in British Columbia, where he was abducted by a male Sasquatch. Osman claimed he was held captive by the family of the creatures, whom he described in detail, but escaped after almost a week. However, analysis of his story demonstrated that it was more likely the result of imagination than recollection. If I remember his story right, he escaped because he, like, gave the adult male Bigfoot a bunch of pipe tobacco.
That sounds correct. And he just kind of, like,
choked on it.
He was so jazzed by the introduction of tobacco.
Tobacco.
Toe Bigfoot, dude.
In the 1950s, Ivan T. Sanderson wrote two articles for Argosy, a men's adventure magazine, calling Bigfoot America's abominable snowman. He caught the American imagination. Hundreds of people wrote him for more details. Sanderson followed up with his Abominable Snowman Legend Come to Life, the first book to discuss Bigfoot /Sasquatch in any comprehensive manner, and linked the North American reports with worldwide traditions of other hairy hominids such as the Almas and the Yeti.
Or the Yeti.
October 1967. One of the most momentous events in the annals of Bigfoot hunting.
Are you editorializing again, Garrett?
I mean, I just didn't want to say another watershed.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Among those who went looking for Bigfoot after they read the first Argosy article was Roger Patterson, a rodeo writer, a longtime Bigfoot enthusiast, and author of Do Abominable Snowmen of America Really Exist? In 1966, 1 year before his video. Patterson's searching. What?
I'm sorry, this is very dramatic. I was not expecting it.
Patterson's searching paid off, and he, along with companion Bob Gimlin, filmed the now famous Patterson film of a large female Bigfoot on October 20th, 1967. It spooked the men's horses, but as his mount fell, Patterson claimed he jumped clear, grabbed a movie camera from his saddlebag, and filmed the creature as it strode away with a seemingly exaggerated stride as if, wrote Daniel Cohen, a bad actor was trying to simulate a monster's walk.
I mean, I still remain dubious. I mean, part of me just wants to be really contrarian, so like, I hear that and I'm like, oh, I don't know if it's an actor, but I watch the footage and then people want to like really put a lot of weight onto like how the Bigfoot walks, and I am similarly dubious of that. Like, I don't know if
last time, there are thousands of hours of different theory, like hundreds and thousands of different theories of just people taking apart that video.
Yeah. It's up there, honestly, with a Zapruder film.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I was super for it before doing this research. When then I found out, you know, he drew like an exact picture of the Bigfoot, like with the big titties and the pose in the book that was released a year before the footage.
Yeah.
So I don't know anymore.
The fetishists win out once again.
And they just want their big hairy ape tits.
The real question is whether or not he like literally invented Bigfoot. Like he drew it first and it came into being.
Tulpa.
See, now we're getting a co-creation. It's real again, Garrett.
Yeah.
Which is the argument for the Mothman.
With that the event created Mothman?
Yeah, one of those guys, the drunk prankster guy called the police. Like, oh, there's a thing above Point Pleasant. And he used it as a joke. And then after that, a thing happened.
Yeah. It's just too easy to blame everything on it being a tulpa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it is.
I mean, I don't know if I agree with that. I think a tulpa's pretty hard to swallow, TBH.
I'm not saying that like it being a tulpa's believable. I'm saying it's just too easy to blame everything on being a tulpa.
Yeah.
No, okay, all right, that's fine. I agree with you.
A lot of people know about Bigfoot. Bigfoot's a tulpa. The same goes with the Men in Black and... I don't like...
I want to hear about is Dougie Jones.
Hello.
Mr. Jackpot. Thank you, Mr. Jackpot.
Every single person that interacted with him was the stupidest human being on earth.
It is so cool.
This person is clearly not mentally well. Not all there, but nope. They're.
Don't you know you live home with a red door? Red door. Yeah. Are you okay? Red door.
Red door.
Okay, buddies. See you next week.
When Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin captured 1 minute and 6 seconds of film of what they said was the creature in October of 1967, the big old Bigfoot like resurfaced with a vengeance.
The big old Bigfoot debate.
Yep.
Sponsored by Popeye's Chicken.
Sponsored by Pizza Hut's Bigfoot Pizza.
Ooh, okay. All right, I'll give you that. Bigfoot tires, Bigfoot pizza, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Bigfoot branded.
Jack Link's jerky. I got my Squatch cup. That's not even a cup. That's a display thing from a gas station. The film shows a female Sasquatch calmly walking along a riverbed and looking over her shoulder at the pair of filmmakers. This has become the single most iconic Sasquatch image. So much so that fucking Pokemon cards have pose on them. Patterson's creature had hairy, pendulous breasts. A creature many thought so convincing that it argued against the film being a hoax. Actually, Patterson had previously made a drawing of just such a supposed female creature that appeared in his book published the year before. Oh, and...
Had drawn years before through...
scribbled across his childhood notebooks.
I'm telling you that he had drawn perhaps from another reality.
The
not as one draws with crayons, but as one draws a bucket of water from a well.
Mm.
Just throwing it out there.
That's what I need to add to the soundboard.
A well.
The Skeksis sound.
Oh, that's true. That is that would actually
Chamberlain
be pretty good.
Sound.
Yep.
What's this one?
Oh, no,
silence. Sounds like to me.
Well, I heard laughing.
Okay. Well, it was not coming through on my end.
Patterson.
That's the thing. You hear laughing. We hear crushing, brutal judgment.
Oh, okay.
Of silence.
What about this one? Nothing.
That's also silence.
Well, that's your name.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think. I keep getting got by that. I didn't even realize. You're right.
Well, no, the first one was what I said it was.
Oh, okay.
The second one was Garrett Sander. Very different. The first one hurt me. Oh, yeah.
I heard something. Like... I heard something.
That was the bloop.
I saw a thumbnail on YouTube that I didn't click on that was making a real bloop. Like, they were, like, reverse engineering a creature based on what the sound.
I got a phone call.
Interesting.
Oh, I'll take this call later. Yeah.
Patterson died in 1972.
Convenient. Wait, that is kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah, it was only like 5 years later.
Well, he got what he wanted, and he couldn't handle it anymore.
Just died of an erection lasting more than 4 hours. Priapism, yeah. I think it's called.
Go to the wiki. Cause of death, priapism.
Swearing to the authenticity of both sighting and film. Gimlin, still alive. You know what? It's been a week since we recorded. I did not fact check that again. But I'm pretty sure still alive.
Well, it has been a week, Eric.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Since you didn't check.
It was last week. It was true last week. We'll find out if it's true this week. Also sticks by the story. The first investigator on site, Bob Titmouse. I'm sorry, Titmus.
Okay, that's much better.
Just like a litmus?
T-I-T-M-U-S, Titmus. It's my favorite holiday.
Oh, Titmystery.
Found tracks corresponding exactly to where the creature's route was depicted in the film, and made casts of 10 of them. Nearly half of all Sasquatch sightings occur in British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, and California. This is also the area where most of the native stories concerning the Sasquatch come from. To many of these tribes, the Sasquatch is not a cryptid, but an accepted animal. To others, the Sasquatch takes on a more mystical or supernatural powers.
40 in one might say.
Some tribes consider the Sasquatch to be kind and gentle creatures of the mountains, while others are malevolent beasts, harming and sometimes kidnapping people who stumble across them. One particularly notable Sasquatch report comes to us in the form of none other than the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt.
He was following Admiral Doubleday's journal when he found Bigfoot.
Yep. I need to find out if any other, because he's hunted two cryptids that I know of.
Yes, the Bigfoot and the Snallygaster?
Yeah, you remember.
Okay, all right, good. I got a memory. It works.
I need to see if any other does. Oh, shit.
It walk among us.
Who was it? Who sent fucking Lewis and Clark on their fucking expedition?
Jefferson? Jefferson. I believe it was Jefferson.
One of the things he wanted them.
Ash on the microphone.
Popper. One of the things he sent those motherfuckers to look for were mammoths.
Really?
Yeah. Like, no joke. He's like, hey, keep an eye out. For some mammoths out west.
No, that's why there was a major spin that they're doing something smart. It's like, what's his name? Ignatius Donnelly thinking Atlantis was like by New Jersey.
Yeah, Jefferson had like a weird obsession with mammoths.
I mean, look at it. It was
food and fur trading supply.
Yeah, that'd be
Yeah, because that is like largely what they, because they, like, that's one of the reasons why they wanted the territory anyway, was for the trapping.
Yeah,
because
annihilated Canada.
Well, I mean, you may recall that the French were supplying the natives with weapons. It was like a whole. The Indian Wars are very complicated and weird.
In 1889, Roosevelt published The Wilderness Hunter, an account of his years spent living and hunting along the American frontier. In this book, he recalls a tale told to him by an old trapper who experienced a Sasquatch encounter in Idaho sometime in the 1850s. There are many more reports of encounters from hunters and trappers throughout the late 1800s. Most of these paint the Sasquatch to be a dangerous and aggressive creature. This deliberately counter contradicts many contemporary accounts that describe the Sasquatch as shy and elusive, much preferring hiding from human contact to fighting. It is...
They're lovers, not fighters.
I mean, now, apparently.
they mellowed out.
It is possible that the hunters and trappers exaggerated the ferocity of the Sasquatch in an attempt to make themselves appear more heroic, or to make the West seem more wild and dangerous. You know, because they never fucking invented no, like, squonk or hillside gouger or gumbaroo or...
But gumbaroo is real.
Wumpus cat or...
The thing that smells farts.
Yeah, I was trying to think that
with
one.
A human nose.
No, the weird like crocodile thing that jumps up and down on you until you just are gas. And
oh, that's
you.
Right. That's right. Dungavin. No, I forgot about that.
I forgot its name.
It's the Dungavin Hooter, right?
Yeah,
I believe so. I think so. Or you
Isn't
know
that our
humility, the eagle that sees the best.
Humility. I typed in Dungavin Hooter and it wanted to auto-correct it to Dungarvin Hooter. Or sorry, Dungarvin Hooper.
Yeah, that's like a D&D mayor's name.
It's a ghost story.
Oh. Alternatively, Sasquatch behavior could have become more subdued as they encountered and learned about the power and danger of firearms.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the facts right there.
Like, oh well, shit. Fuck.
This is what they were talking about at Ape Canyon. Run!
I said, Sasquatch.
Said, what a strange clicking noise.
And then, gone.
And then, oh no.
Sasquatch footprints are common. No, I read that right. Sasquatch footprints are a common finding, and many have been preserved.
Oh god, sorry. No.
The dog poo?
Did you hear that? Huh?
What?
Oh, this is incredible. Oh. Ground. I'm going to charge my computer.
When you talk, there's a weird like electronic hum around it.
Yes, that is the noise gate. Oh, God.
It only happens when you talk.
I know. It's because there's a noise gate.
Yeah.
So
see,
you're hearing,
I don't hear it at all.
Well, because when I'm talking... Anyway, I'm charging my computer. Okay. Well, when I talk, I will unplug my computer.
Ooh, I hear that now.
Oh, okay. I can solve this. My mic was just ungrounded.
Oh.
Not on ground, it's just whatever, the computer charging. Yeah. Anyway.
Right. Blah, blah, blah. Bigfoot footprints. Common as fuck. Many have been preserved with plaster casts. Interestingly, all of the casts show a midfoot pressure ridge, indicating that instead of flexing directly behind the toes, as a human foot does, Sasquatch feet flex farther back. The universality of this feature is strong evidence of the authenticity of the footprint casts.
I remember I had kind of an issue with this. I said I think I wanted to investigate shoes of the time, see if there was some kind of common thing among, like that a lot of hoaxers would have, but I don't quite remember what my complaint was.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. The unusual flex point of the foot is also consistent with the unusual gait shown in videos of the Sasquatch.
Oh, I think that's what I was curious whether any animals have that. That's what I wanted to know, was if any animals had this, mid-foot flexion instead of at the toes.
I think a lot do.
Interesting.
Because if I'm thinking of human feet, they're fucking weird and unique in the animal kingdom.
I mean, that is kind of true.
Yeah, who fucking knows?
Perhaps one day we shall.
All right, get on it.
Or breaking news.
Other evidence consists of feces and hair samples associated either with sightings or with other indications of the Bigfoot's recent passage. Some of these have been identified and linked with human beings or known animals. In a few cases, the samples seem to resist such identification. In one analysis by a Tom Slick-sponsored Bigfoot expedition, fecal matter was found to contain parasites that were unknown, thus indicating they were from an unknown animal. And this is where I brought up, focus on the unknown parasite. You found that.
Yeah, like that's way more interesting.
Like, you found initially. A thing. You were not what you're looking for, but if it's an unknown parasite, you fucking got that, motherfucker. Name that shit after you.
And who wants to be known for discovering the Bigfoot tapeworm?
Me.
Well, that's true. Me too. We all of us here at the podcast. If you find a tapeworm, Name it after us.
Yeah, ring the kiss worm.
Yeah, that's the joke we made last time.
That's right.
Yay.
That's right.
It gets to live.
just ring the kiss worm.
Just like the we completely forgot the origin of the phrase dog irony.
Oh.
Yep. Rest in peace, dog irony.
Oh, God.
I'm glad at the back. I forgot. Okay, dog irony hats selling through the roof.
dog irony mania exploding like never before.
Cryptozoologists have been fortunate enough to collect numerous samples of Sasquatch DNA. Often this is in the form of hair found attached to trees, shrubs, or fences. Unfortunately, collected Sasquatch DNA often goes untested, as most people do not have the means or the knowledge to test and analyze the samples.
What if we just cloned one and made like a little Danny DeVito or something?
Made Jacko 2.
Yeah. Eventually, we're going to get to that point where it's just going to be more cost effective to just try to clone them. Say, screw it. I'm not going to try to identify it. Just clone it.
Oh, and there it is. Yeah. One researcher, Dr. Melba S. Ketchum, has attempted to solve the problem by collecting and analyzing over 100 Sasquatch DNA samples submitted to her by helpful cryptozoologists. She determined that the contemporary Sasquatch is likely the result of human beings breeding with an ape species roughly 15,000 years ago. Dr. Ketchum has submitted her results to peer-reviewed journals, as is standard scientific procedure. The mainstream scientific community has been reluctant to work with Dr. Ketchum, but her paper is available online for anyone to read and analyze. If Bigfoot is out there, it is almost certainly a relative of ours. End of notes.
Well, I definitely agree with us being related to Bigfoot. I mean, who doesn't want that? A Bigfoot in the family?
I want to be related to the tapeworm.
Okay, you can be related to the tapeworm.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
The tofauge worm.
I think last time... Oh, wow, I didn't know about that. Okay, yeah, from 2019, some Bigfoot hair was sent in, and, like, the guy never heard back from it. I think, like, the FBI has been sent, like, a lot of Bigfoot DNA and stuff.
Yeah.
And... One DNA test that I really like was one of the first episodes of Monster Hunters. There's this cabin that like repeatedly has Sasquatch activity. So in front of one of the doors and like kind of all around the property, they put just like planks of wood with screws sticking out of them. And one of them got hit and like they collected the blood and tissue sample from it and it came back inconclusive.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this proves that Duchamp was inventing Bigfoot traps. That is a very famous artwork.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called, like, trap in French.
La trap?
Yeah,
la trap.
I think if we're doing another Bigfoot thing, I think we're going to take a break from Bigfoot for a bit. Maybe release another part later. But I think I'll, like, look into... famous, or not famous, but like good, not shitty Bigfoot sightings. Sightings okay. That aren't, I saw it.
I want to talk about the final Bigfoot, too. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can always look into that story about the big feet with infrasound.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story. If it's true.
Bigfoot, if true.
Bigfoot, if true. Big if foot true.
Big if foot.
Big.
All right. Can Bigfoot beat a hippo?
It can certainly stand several yards from Bigfoot's cabin and throw rocks at it. So yes.
All right.
Crush a boulder.
I mean, the real question is, what do we mean by beat? Because Bigfoot.
You have asked that question so many times. We have given you the answer so many times. I think you're just doing it to be difficult now.
I'm trying to spur discussion. I'm trying to create content.
Big rock smash.
Okay. Well, yes.
Those
okay.
are the three words.
All right. All right. big rock smash.
Plug him
in. Bigfoot paints as a pumpkin and it's over. He crushed his teeth in his jaw.
Yep. I was just going to ask if Bigfoot could beat a hippo to market with his new sport, baseball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Yes. The historical record shows he has.
The question is, do the Dodgers always lose because it's all Bigfoots and no one can see them?
Yep. You know, John Cena shaved Bigfoot.
Okay.
Can't see him.
I agree with this one.
Plug emendations.
Well, my plug emendation is going to be... I don't think I've plugged this before. I've been playing a classic Doom mod called Ashes 2063, and it's a sequel, Ashes Afterglow, and it's kind of unbelievably sweet. It's a lot of fun, and if you like classic boomer shooters with really good music, I recommend it. You literally just Google Ashes 2063, and you will find it. It's free and readily available and worth playing. That's my plug.
All right. You got one?
Alan?
I invented a synthesizer. It's on market, but it won't be.
Is it?
It costs $3,500.
All right.
Buy them all.
You heard him. Do that.
He said it won't be $3,500?
No, it will be.
Oh, okay.
I want a car.
That's fair.
And I'm only making 20 of these forever.
I like the strat of make one synth for car.
Yeah, that's my kind of my goal. Oh, there's... No. I named it after my dog. That's a pretty funny part. Ashes. Well, it's like there's a few quadruple puns, but this one's called Ash's Psychic Driver because she's the head of MKUltra, actually.
I see. Oh,
fuck.
And yeah, it's you can control the synth with your brain.
Oh.
But yeah, that's the great part. You can just control it with your brain and like movement sensors. You don't even know how to do anything.
Did you get one of those like mid 2000s cat ear headbands that the cat ears twitch based on your brain waves?
No, maybe that'll be the second. My brother just got a cat, so that'll be Kuro's psychic driver.
Oh, okay.
I got to make a new module now. Thanks, Garrett.
I'm going to plug three movies, and I'm going to shit all over one movie.
Oh, boy. Oh, I want to see Megalopolis. So.
I also want to see it. Real bad.
Yeah, I also do, but it's another one of those where, like, even though it's probably worth to see in theaters visually, I kind of want to just, like, watch it at home so I can, like, pause the movie frequently. It's one that I can't just watch all the way through.
What do you want first? A plug or me shitting on this movie?
I want the good ones first.
All right.
Suspense.
I'll go in reverse order that I watched them in.
Okay.
Right. Which, weirdly, isn't quality-wise. Okay, so... It's October, so I try to do 31 for 31. So one of the last movies I watched for it was Slaughterhouse.
Okay.
Which is a movie about...
Wait, is it O-T-H or A-U-T-H?
Slaughterhouse.
Okay, all right.
Sloth or house.
It's about two sorority girls competing to be the president of the sorority. And one gets a pet sloth to increase her, like, likes and social status.
Okay.
And then the sloth, you know, starts killing people.
Okay.
It's just dumb, but fun. It's no part of it. No part of it is just like, ugh.
Okay.
It's, then the one I watched before, I think, is actually pretty good. The Pope's Exorcist with Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah! Yeah. I was talking to Sean to my friend Sean about that last night, actually, because it somehow came up. You liked it?
Yeah, it was real good. At first, I thought at the beginning of it was kind of suffering. It's about a single mom and her like teenage daughter and like 10-year-old kid like move to Italy or Spain because their dead dad inherited a abbey that they're just cleaning up to sell.
Okay.
And, like, the kids are, like, the daughter's so annoying in the beginning. The son doesn't talk because of trauma. But then as soon as the devil, not even the devil, a demon possesses this kid and Russell Crowe shows up. That movie is, like, kind of spooky. Not, like, scary. Or maybe. I'm a broken human being when it comes to that.
Yeah.
No, I liked it. It was fun. It was really fun. And then the movie I watched before that... Which I can't say is good, but is definitely a fucking ride, is The Devil Conspiracy.
Okay.
So the movie's like 2 hours long, so I expected it to go real slow, but like 15 minutes into this movie, and this art student is being kidnapped along with the Shroud of Turin to clone... to clone Jesus as a vessel for Satan, because no other human body would be able to contain him.
Okay, this is a crazy strat, alright.
So before that, like, during the kidnapping, there's this rich guy holding an auction while this, like, first it starts with this young kid playing violin, And he's like, oh, that was the clone of Vivaldi. Finally, you can have a child you're actually proud of. And then, like, who wants to buy this infant clone of Michelangelo? It's just a whole
black... Man, that black... just brings... It's like living vicariously through your children to, like, a whole new level.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then he's also working with the satanic cult to clone Jesus.
Man, that's... See, it's crazy, though, because, like... That's such an interesting plot idea. That's such an interesting idea for a story.
That's like all in the first 15 minutes of this, like, two-hour movie.
Really?
Yeah. The other thing that happens in the first, like, 15 minutes is a priest gets killed trying to rescue the girl from the Satanist, and his dying words, he lets the Archangel Michael into his body.
Oh, my God.
There's a scene where the priest with Michael in him, like, is just strapped with fucking modern weapons and killing a bunch of Satanists.
This movie sounds pretty sweet, not gonna lie. What was this streaming on?
I think this one was on Hulu.
Okay, I'm gonna check this bad boy out, because it sounds kind of sweet.
It's so dumb, but yeah, no, it was a ride. It was fun.
At the very least, it sounds like it was never boring.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, I'm into this.
And then the movie that I saw recently that is one of the worst movies I've ever seen is Spirit Halloween, the movie.
Oh.
So what was so offensive about it? What made you hate this movie? The plot was stupid, the acting was bad effects, it was boring?
Kind of all of that. But I'll forgive the bad effects because they're using, like, shit you'd see at a Spirit Halloween.
Okay.
It's a waste of shit. Who was the actor? Like, there's one actor in it, like, big star, and he's the voice of, like, the ghost possessing the stuff.
I'm looking it up.
But there's, like, a whole, like, other plot that just gets introduced, kind of hinted at, and then is the post credit scene.
Oh, is it Christopher Lloyd? Is that the person that was wasted Lloyd on?
Yes. There's one scene with him in person at the beginning. It's just the kids are all unlikable. It was just terrible the entire way through.
That sucks.
I was at least expecting it to be awful and funny.
Yeah.
But it was just awful.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch horror movies as well for Halloween. So there were a few that I finally watched. They've been pretty good, but I actually might still give Spirit Halloween a watch. But I'm definitely going to have to check out this The Devil Conspiracy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that sounds like the best
one. It just sounds incredible.
Yeah, I did not regret watching that. It was pretty great. I would never call it a good movie, but it was fun as fuck.
No, that's all I want.
Okay, well, I guess let's call that. Remember, all you need to do to be a cryptozoologist is to say you're a cryptozoologist.
Cloning sounds?